Chapter 44, Moonward. I can still see that massive tree from here, Asriel said as he stared out the window of the rocket. Although the angelic mothership had landed, it could still be viewed from outer space. Asriel looked back from the captain's chair to the passengers aboard the rocket. I didn't think you all would make it. Asriel confessed to Angela, who was sitting up front. 100% consensus is very rare, he added. Murderous extraterrestrial angels were very rare, but here we are, Angela said, holding the oh shit handle on the side of the shuttle wall. I'm glad to have you all on board, Asriel said to all the passengers in earshot. They gave panicked smiles with all the enthusiasm they could muster, traveling at Mach 9 through space.
Exactly how far is it to the moon? Yasmin asked, readying her puke bag.
238 to 900 miles, Ziva answered. At our current speed, we'll get there in 112 days, she told Yasmin. The boys were strapped in next to their mothers. Most were asleep. Some played on tablets or read books. We have to fly like this for a day? Yasmin asked, turning green. More or less, Asriel said. You'll get used to it, or you won't, but we'll get there, he said with a cheerful smile. The rockets shook in the cold vacuum of space as they pressed moonward on their mission to start a new colony. There were 1,445 passengers, 777 women, 666 of their sons, 111 out of the 777 were currently with child. While it wasn't best practice for pregnant women to fly into space at speeds 20 times faster than sound, there were murderous angels and Yodova on the prowl. Additional passengers included Asriel and Apollyon. While Asriel wore his Supreme Commander gray and purple space uniform, the rest of the crew wore the one-size-fits-all purple Imperial spacesuit. Asriel looked back at Larissa. She gave him a thumbs up, a smile, and a wink. Asriel returned the gesture, absent the wink. He looked out the window at the mighty blue pearl below the Earth, saddened that he would tread upon it no longer. The clouds swirled below over the massive oceans. The water was turning blue once more. The nightmare that befell the Earth was starting to undo itself. On the day and a half journey, Asriel got to know his 111 sons aboard his rocket. They were all junior prodigies, geniuses in their own field. It seemed they would each serve a satanic purpose in dark, distant future. He looked up the children in their innocence and swore to disrupt whatever the devil was planning for their fates. Raziel, at 3.5 months, was the oldest, and the rest followed suit. Asriel would have to conduct this get-to-know-you exercise 5 more times once everyone landed safely on the moon base. He kept calling their destination the moon base. He needed to name their new home before they arrived. It started out as an Imperial outpost built by the devil, but Asriel commissioned his robots to expand and remodel it to an illustrious moon palace. Hey, sons, Asriel shrugged. He didn't know to address all of his kids at once. Let's play name our new home, he said. Write down your idea and we'll vote on it from our tablets. He spoke. Too much democracy is dangerous, Asriel thought. A little won't hurt, he considered. The boys came up with many creative names. There was a vote among all the rockets, and the names were narrowed down to 3 choices. Our New Heaven, Augustus's Peak, and Our Haven. Looks like the votes are in, Asriel said. We shall call it Our Haven, he said, watching the moon grow closer on the horizon. Raziel, this was your idea. He spoke to the oldest of the boys. How did you come up with this concept? He asked his oldest prodigy son. Father, we're currently fugitives of the hostile angelic occupational force of the Christ. The toddler spoke with the poise of a political leader. The moon shall not be our home, but a temporary refuge to regroup until we grow powerful enough to recapture the Earth. Raziel explained to his father like Asriel was the child. This shall be our haven, our sanctuary, our shelter, our retreat among the stars. Here we will grow powerful and reclaim our birthright, he said before returning to reading his book, The Art of War by Sun Tzu. You'll get used to the moon, kid. Azrael patted the boy on the head. There's nothing left on Earth for us. We're never going back. He spoke,